You were taken to heaven, and then what transpired?
And in my heart, I remember saying, I left the earth and I walked through the dark place.
Hey.
And that voice said to me, I just want to let you know that you have no place to rest here. I can't enter, because they stopped me. Whose children are these? I said, Lord, these children are mine. Who killed these children? I said, I did that. The pains of the abortions is so terrible. You cannot take that pain. After I said, Jesus, please, can you allow me to enter inside? Because I want to go and see Abraham.
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Hola, Saint fam, and welcome to Saint Twins TV. This is I've Been Through the Most podcast, and we're so excited to have you here. Actually, we are blessed that you made time to join us today for yet another incredible life-changing story. And whether you're watching us right here on YouTube or listening to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify,
welcome.
Thank you for joining us today. Please join the family by simply subscribing. It's absolutely free. Join the Saint fam and help us reach our next milestone that is completely achievable and reachable by the grace of God. Today we bring you another exciting episode, an episode that was so transformative the first time you heard it. So we had to come back for a part two, knowing that this is a continuation of a very powerful and impactful story. This is why you commenting down below is so much more important to us. So make sure that you leave your comment. You also send us an email. Also, if you want to sit on the hot seat, do also send us an email. The email address is down below. We are available on our different social media platform. Pictures, promos are exclusively posted for you. Yes, so Umam Francina is back by popular demand. I literally had to go back to the pastor that connected us with your thank you, because story was so necessary. Yeah. You know, it was so powerful. Mam Francina, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me again. Yeah.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so thank much. So the last time you came, it was 1.5 of an episode.
Yeah.
I mean, we still had to process it. And off camera, we're actually just having a conversation with her. And she was saying that, you know, even watching the episode was not easy. It was hard for her. And I can understand why, because it was such an emotional process to share. It's such an honest journey, such a spiritual journey. It was life transforming for sure.
Yes.
You know, and I know we did cut you due to time, but, you know, we thought we should have you back for a part two so that you can continue to share your story.
Yes, thank you very much for having me back again. And glory to God.
Amen.
And I honor him for giving me second chance to come and do his work on earth.
Yes,
so thank you very much, and may God richly bless you.
Amen.
And
thank
you. Bless the work that you are doing.
Praise God.
So let's continue.
Let's continue. So, you know, I think we can take it from the part where you were taken to heaven. You were taken to heaven, and then what transpired? So for those perhaps who did not watch, maybe take us through that heaven experience, and then, roll it out from there.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, I was taken up to heaven. And I remember I passed, before we can reach heaven, we passed through this other place, the very darkest place. And I, as I said last time, that that place is not good for people to end up there. Because myself, I didn't know where I was, but I can see this place is so horrible. And I didn't see anyone there, but I heard people, as I've said, I've said that these people were like, they were down there in the pit, and there were many, and they were not like happy. It's like when you, even if you can, I don't know if you, one day you manage to pass by the tavern where people are drinking, you can hear people are talking, but you
can hear what they say.
Even one word, you cannot pick it there. So, and I started to, I was so scared. And I said, there are people who are staying here. And how are they managing to be in this horrible place? The place is so dark. I remember I was wearing a white dress, but in that place, I couldn't see the color of my dress. But as I have said, that the man who was wearing white, before he can enter that place, he changed to a small fire. So, and that fire, I didn't change. I just entered the place. And the place is like a pit going down. But what surprised me, we were walking on top, but I couldn't fall in this pit. Until where myself, I believe it was in the middle of the place. That's when I started to hear people. And then I was so scared. How are they managing to stay in this place? I cannot survive this place. And where I thought maybe it was in, no one told me it's in the middle of the place, but I can measure when from where we entered. And then when I heard them talking, I just wanted to see, and I wanted to take my hand like this, and I wanted to look down. And in my mind, I said, maybe I will know one or two so that I can ask them, why are they staying in this place? How are they surviving? So from the first time, the man from hospital was wearing a white gown.
Yes.
And then when he approaches the dark place, he changed to a small fire. I didn't change. I was Francina of that year. So when I wanted to do this, that's when I heard the voice from that small fire that is going in front of me. And I followed the fire. When I wanted to do this, for the first time, I heard the voice from the fire. And it was a man's voice saying, if you look the things of this dark place and you see them with those two eyes of you, and you see even the people who are living here, I just want to let you know that even you, I'm going to leave you here. So I stopped. I said, no, I don't want to see anything or anyone, because I cannot survive this place. So I stopped, and then I kept on following that small fire. And then the fire got out of that place and waited for me to get out. And as soon as I came out of that place, I saw again. Remember, from hospital was a man. Then when we enter that dark place,
fire
changed to fire. Then after the fire, he changed now to a very big, brightest light. I cannot compare that light
to
even
anything
today. So when I saw the light, and that light brought the very biggest city, beautiful one. And now, remember, I didn't know what is happening, why I'm doing what I'm doing, where I'm going. I know nothing. So when I see this big, bright light brought that big city, I even saw the gate
of the city.
Of the city, and it was so beautiful. Even the ground where I was standing, but remember, now I'm alone. No more the men, no more the fire, Francina alone. And I see even the gate, and I was so excited. Even now, as I'm speaking, every time when I give this testimony, I see everything of that day. And I was so excited, and in my heart, I remember saying, I left the earth, and I walked through, I took a long journey, and I walked through the dark place.
Hey,
I am so tired, but now, at least there, I am going, and I'm going to rest. So I was so excited because there's no gate that closed. And there's no closing gate, and there are no securities there. So I was so excited that I'm just going to, no one is going to trouble to stop me.
You, yes.
Who are you? What do you want? And after saying those words of, I am tired now, but at least I'm going there and I'm going to rest. Yes. After saying those words, that's when, because I looked this side, at my left hand, that's when I heard a loud voice and a man's voice. And not only a man's voice, that voice was so powerful.
Yeah.
It even shook the place where I was standing. But I can hear the voice. It's not from near the gate.
Uh-uh.
It's from inside, but far away.
Okay.
But it came to where I was standing. I was so, I'm going, I want to enter, I want to rest. And that voice said to me, look how happy you are.
Oh.
You are so excited because you think you have a place to rest here. But as for me, I just want to let you know that you have no place to rest here. So when the man say those words, I was at the gate. But I can't enter because they stopped me. Then that's when I fold my two arms with disappointment and then looked at my feet and I asked myself this question. I left the world, the earth, and I walked a long journey in a dark place. I am so tired. Now I'm saying I'm going to rest here. Listen, they stopped me. They say I have no place to rest. So where am I going? And there was no one at the gate. So I was asking this question to myself. So after asking that question, I just raised my head. And when I raised my head, that's when I find two men. At my right hand was a white man. And then at my left hand, where the voice that stopped me came from, was a black man. And this man, are not even the weight. This one is not maybe like Thabo there. And then this one who stopped me, the that voice that shook even the place where I was standing.
Yeah.
He was so big. And then this one with a white gown, this one with multicolors. And I can see clearly this one is a white man, this one is an African.
Yes.
And as I was looking at them, this one is a white man, this one is an African man. That's when I started hear people. They started, but inside, not outside the gate,
inside
the gate. And the men and women, and they were many, and they were saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hosanna, glory to God, Jesus is Lord, Jesus saves, Jesus forgives. And then they started at my left hand, and then they were coming. I can hear them. They are coming to where we were. And then even if they passed the gate, saying same words, same time, don't know how.
Simultaneously, everyone
same time. And I can hear now they are passing by the gate. And they went as far as my right hand so that I can hear them. They are too far. And they came back again, same words, until they reached where they started. And then they were quiet. When they stopped praising God, that's when the white men started to talk to me. They were sitting down on their chairs. So I was the one who was standing in the middle of the gate. And the gate was not closed, but inside my eyes, I couldn't see what was inside because this brightness inside was too much for my eyes. So he started to talk to me, the white man. He said to me, you, we have your case here. but very soft. We have your case here. So I was standing and folding my arms like this. And I didn't respond for the first time. And he looked at me and said, you on earth, there is one thing that you did, and you did it 4 times. And he showed me with his hand, 4 fingers, 4 times. And when he said that, I knew what he was speaking about. I said to him, yes, Lord, I did that. And he looked at me with compassion, but he said to me, you, Francina, on earth, you killed children. But you killed them 4 times.
Sure.
I said, yes, Lord, I know I did that. And he said, do you know? I said, yes. Do you agree? I said, yes, I agree. And that's when he stood up and then he said to me, watch at my left foot. And then I had to take my head there. Yo, I don't know how I felt that day because I found these children next to his left foot and they were pegged one on top of the other and they are 4. Yo, I screamed my lungs out. I wanted to go to the children. Yes. I wanted to
take.
So the man just said to me, no, Francina, because I was going where the children are. He said, no, Francina, don't come near these children. Don't touch these children. Even me, don't touch me. Stand where you are standing. I'm going to speak to you while you are standing there. That's when I went back and relaxed, but my heart was crying. I was still screaming. I was still screaming. And then he bent himself and he started to count them one by one. 1, 2, 3, 4. He left them scattered and he said to me, whose children are these? I said, Lord, these children are mine. Who killed these children? I said, I did that. He said, who did this filthy job? I said, I am the one, Lord. The one who did this filthy job is me. And he looked at me and he went back on his chair, sat down. I was standing there, my eyes, I cannot take off my eyes from the children. And he said to me, Francina, stand where you are standing. And I am going to talk to you today. I want you to open those 2 ears of you because I am going to talk to you today. Then I went back, I stand there, and I left the children now focusing on him. That's when he said to me, Francina, I want you to know today that God is gracing you his mercy. And wow. I was just listening. He said to me, you, Francina, now, I want you to know that God is giving you his mercy because God is the God of hearts. He searched your heart. And he saw that with your own heart, you wouldn't have killed these children. You did this because the father of these children did not give you support. And because God is such the God grace. Of hearts, because God is the God of hearts, he says to your heart and he knew that your heart will never kill these children. For that reason, God is giving you his grace. As I'm talking to you, Francina, now, where you are standing, you are no longer a sangoma or an inyanga because all your ancestral spirits
are gone.
Are gone. You were not dreaming. You were not sleeping.
Mm-mm.
You were sitting down. You saw me when I called them one by one out of your life. You are no longer a Sangoma and you don't have any ancestral spirits. I took them out of your life, all of them. And now, Francina, where you are standing, because of accepting the guilt of these children, all your sins are forgiven.
Wow.
Even those we didn't talk to you about,
yes,
them, for agreeing the sins of these children.
All by your virtue sins, of that, are, yes, forgiven.
All your sins are forgiven. And Francina, where you are standing today, you are no longer a Sangoma. You are born again. Look at me, Francina. I am washing you. And he showed me with his hands. I said, I am washing you. All your sins are forgiven. Mm. Francina, to first from now, you killed 4 children. And myself, I'm going to give you my 4 tasks that I want you. I'm not going to allow you to enter inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking you back to earth where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when you go back, you must know you are born again. You accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So you killed 4 children. I'm going to give you my 4 tasks. Number one, I'm giving you to pray. Number one, you are going, when you get there, you will pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Number two, I'm giving you to pray for all the people on earth. You are going to pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on now.
Don't give them anything. Don't make them to pay. You are praying for them in the name of Jesus. They must believe in your prayers.
Amen.
What they want, God will give them.
Mm-hmm.
If they are sick, God will heal them.
Yes.
If they have problems, God will solve their problems with your prayer. But don't give them anything. And don't make them to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he said, the third one, I'm giving you prophecy. So when he says that, because I know these prophecies of here, my heart jumped inside of me. I remember that moment. My heart jumped inside of me. I said, oh, okay, at least now they took off my ancestral spirit. I'm no longer a Sangomonyan. But if they give me prophecy, that means I'm going to be a mamsebeleti, to use this thing of, that man, he can see inside my heart.
Oh, your thoughts. As you're thinking about it.
Yeah, because it was in my heart. He said, no, Francina, what I'm talking about is different from the things you know on earth. That prophecy that you are thinking about in your heart, here I know nothing of such a prophecy. Yours is different from the one you know. That's when I stopped. I know the things of Mamsebelezi, Jesus doesn't know them there. And I left them. So he said, the last one, I'm giving you to go all over the world. I want you to tell people of what you saw today, what we have done for you, and what you have heard here today. I want you to go all over the world,
and
you must tell the people.
Mm.
So I was listening, I heard him, and he said to me, after counting this task, he said to me, look, Francina, he stood up again and went back to the children. So he picked them, carried them in his hands, and he said to me, Francina, do you see these children? I said, yes, I see them. And he said to me, these children, we are not going to throw them away.
Mm-mm.
these children, somebody must come here and take a responsibility of them. And that someone is their father.
Yeah?
Yes. Is their father. So from your name, from your books, these children are no longer there, are no longer remembered. All your sins are forgiven. The sins of the children, even the other sins you committed on earth, we didn't spoke about. But for agreeing the sins of the children, we forgave you every sin. But as you see these children, we are not. I'm not going to throw them away. I'm passing them to this man. It's when he gave them to the African man. And he said to me, as you see me doing this, I'm putting these children on top of his father's shoulders. From today, from now, they are going to burn him by day and by night until he die and leave the earth and come and stand before me and take responsibility of these children. But in your name, they are no longer count. All your sins are forgiven. So I saw the African man receiving the children. And after receiving them, I saw him putting them on his lips. And that's when I see the children just vanished. So, yes, he received them and put them on his lips.
And they instantly vanished.
So I remain with these two men. And the white man said to me, Francina, I am done. Now you can go back where you come from on earth. Go and do the job that I gave you. So before I even think of moving my foot, then the African man said to me, Francina, before you leave here, myself, I want to send you. But for me, I'm not sending you to any other person on earth. I have only one man that I want you to go to him for me.
Yeah.
And that name, that man's name is Joseph, the father of these children, the one that I have his case on my lap today. When you get into hospital, but now, you remember this white man, I said he was, even if, when I remember, he only being aggressive twice.
Okay.
Number one is when I wanted to carry
the children
to touch them.
Yeah.
And then that's when he said, no. And then number two is when I think of this prophecy of Mom Sebelitz. Only twice. But this African man, from first word, you cannot stand still. You stand before him like, you see, if you hang the dress, and there's this big wind. I was like that. And he was not talking about my sins. But I couldn't stand that African man. He said to me, for me, I have only one man. The man's name is Joseph, the father of these children. The one that I have his case with me today. When you get to the hospital, please ask the sisters, the people in hospital, to call him. You know, God is amazing. I was working for City Council of Pretoria, I don't know for how many years, but I didn't know the time we must start work. I didn't know. I used to know our time is 7 o'clock. I heard there that our time in City Council of Pretoria is 7:15. When I come back from hospital, I went to the seniors. I asked them, what is our time to start work?
Yes.
They said to me, if the car knock, if you will knock by the car at the street, 7:20. the city council will pay you. But if you are knocked by the car quarter to seven, no, we are not going to pay you because you were supposed
time
to be
frame there on time.
So that man said to me, you must ask the sisters to call him quarter to seven before he start to work, because we were working at the same company. And when he comes to where you are, you must tell him everything that I'm going to tell you now. And I'm listening to this man. He said to me, Francina, we know this man. He made you to suffer for 10 full years. We know. And even now, he is not sorry about
he's
what,
not remorseful.
Yeah, what he's doing to you. That man said to me, as I speak to you now, the man is leaving you. He's going to marry another woman. And he says when he gets married to that woman, he must be your leader. You must be the youngest. Go and tell him, God says he is crazy. How can a 2 years relationship become greater than the 10 years? So just tell him to stop those nonsense. Because as I'm speaking to you right now, God is very, very angry with him.
Yes.
If he's not going to repent, he's going to die. And he said to me, just tell him, don't force him to do anything. You let him know, and if he believes what you are telling him, God will save his life as he did with your life. But if he says you are lying, you did not see God, don't force him to do anything. Let him know, leave him, just go and pray. For you, God is going to fight for your life by day and night. And he went back, he started to repeat, you, Francina, don't forget, today, God has granted you his mercy. Don't forget. And he started to repeat every word that the white man told me. Repeated everything. Even if when he come to the prophecy, he said, remember, yours is not the one you know. Those prophecies are the prophecies of the world. Here we know nothing about such prophecy. And then he counted this one of going all over the world. And he comes where he said, Francina, even myself, I'm done. Now you can go back and do your work. And he said, what I want you to know. He said to me, Francina, these four tasks that God gave you, you must start right now when you get into the hospital, so that the people in hospital, they must see you when you do these things, so that they can be your witnesses tomorrow. But he didn't tell me they will witness what happened. Just said I want them to see we are doing, so that they can witness tomorrow. And he said, I am done, Francina. Myself, I'm done. You can go back to where you come from, go and do your job. So in 1997, when I grew up, like a poor child, you remember? But my mind was rich. So 1987, when I commit the third abortion, I went to, I can call the hospital, or I don't know. I went to Haragua Hospital. And that time, they wanted, when you cannot just wake up and say, I'm going to hospital. You must go first to the doctor or the clinic. So I just went there. I had nothing with me. I have only money to pay. So when I get the clerk of the hospital, they said, no, where is the clinic letter? I said, I don't have. The doctor's letter, I don't have. They said, no, but we cannot admit you. I said, no, I'm sick. If you don't admit me today, I will die. Please, you must admit
just
me.
Just admit me,
Yes. And he said to me, okay. Let me allow you. But when the doctors chase you, they don't come here to come and say you want your money back. You see the money, I'm not putting it in my pocket. I'm putting the money in hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
So I said, don't worry. It's because you don't know me. There is no one can chase me there. So I went. When I get there, it was on a Sunday. I found I'm number maybe 600 and yo, the queue. I said, yo. And the pains of the abortions is so terrible. You cannot take that pain. And I looked at these people. And my sister is here. She must go back home. And it's late, like 2:05.
Yeah.
I said, these people are too many here. And they are busy with the emergencies. We are not going to be checked like now.
Yeah.
So I was back there. And I came. I looked at an old lady. She was sitting here. I know most mothers, they have that heart for their children. So I stood next to her. And then the nurses are going to pass here.
Yeah.
So as I was standing there, they are running for the emergencies, And no, here, no one is going to look on us. And then I am in pain. And then I started to swing my body. And the mother, who was standing here, she said to me, my daughter, what is happening? I said, mommy, miscarriage. I just say miscarriage.
Yeah.
And she stood up and she made me to sit down there. Yeah. I said, oh, thank God. Because what I wanted is the plan to go forward.
Yes.
And then I started to swing my body. And then one nurse came running. She was running for the emergency. And I said, this one is not going to pass me. And I made myself to fall before she can pass.
So that it can be your turn.
Yeah. She just said, what's happening? And I just opened my mouth and my eyes. And she called, stretcher, please, quickly. And I was in. So when this African man in heaven said, because the white man said, I am done, go back. The African man, I am done, go back.
Mm.
And in my heart, I don't want to come back here.
Yeah.
I want to enter inside.
There are those gates.
Because I heard people inside, they were so happy, they were so excited.
They were singing.
So here, I know the life here.
Yay.
I don't want it anymore. I want to enter, and in my mind, I said, but this man cannot tell me I must go back. No, I must do something so that they allow me to enter inside. Mm-hmm. I want to enter inside, so I'm not going back. And I remembered that I used a plan and it worked in Harankua Hospital.
Yes.
So maybe here, let me try them. And I called the African man. I cannot call him because he was so, I don't know. You know, if you go there and you find that your case is with that African man, I don't think you will make it to.
Who is that African man?
I don't know, because even the white man said to me, God is doing this, I am doing this.
So and who's the white man, do you know?
And the African man also, he said, God is doing this
so
for you.
So they're repeating the same thing.
Yeah, God is doing this for you. I am doing this for you. No one told me my name is
Kwame.
No. They will say, God is doing this for you. I am doing this for you.
Okay.
And then God is doing this for you. I am doing this for you. But I promise you, if you go there and you find that you must face that African man, your things must be right. I don't think that man.
So who do you think it is now, looking back into the experience?
And as I was at trying what to say to them that will make them to allow me to enter. Because they were standing up. Now they showed me that we are going back inside and you must go back where you come from. And I said, what shall I say? What shall I say? So that they can allow me to enter inside. So that time I was so scared. I even put my hands, all this time I was standing like this. But that moment I was putting my hands here. No one told me, my name is. And they were all, they showed me their bag. We are going inside. So I said, I must tell these people something. And I called. I just called. I said, Jesus, no one turned. And I called for the second time. I said, Jesus, for the first time, no one looked at me. When I say Jesus for the second time, the first one turned and looked at me. And I said, please, Lord, please, can you allow me to enter inside? Because I want to get inside. I want to go and see Abraham.
Yeah.
Because my man said, if I tell them I know Abraham, they will say, come in. But he didn't just say, what are you trying to do? No. Softly, all this time he was referring me as Francina.
Mm.
But after I said, Jesus, please, can you allow me
to enter
inside? Because I want to go and see Abraham. He said to me, my child, I cannot allow you to enter inside, to go and see Abraham, because I have sent you. Go back and do my work. Next time, when you come back here, you are not going to stand here.
Yeah.
You will get inside, you will see Abraham. Not only him, many, many, many of them are here inside and they are happy. I said, but Lord, who are they who are here inside? He said to me, those who are inside are the one who accepted Jesus while they were still on earth. The one who are born again while they are still on earth. The one who their sins are forgiven while they were still on earth. The one who are washed by the blood of Jesus while they were still on earth. And even you, these four things, God has done them for you, but this time you cannot enter. You must go back and do my work. So the road coming back, I can't tell where the road coming back. I saw the road going there. After they took all that, those ancestral spirits, I end up lying at my back. You remember?
Yes.
But when I woke up, I was kneeling down on my knees and I was praying every language. I was praying and I was praying for the father of the children. I said, Lord, please don't let him die now.
Yes.
Because if he die now, he will go to that dark place.
Yes.
That dark place is not suitable for people. Give him chance. Look, you gave me chance. Today I am saved. I used to kill children, but you gave me chance. Today I am born again. Give him chance also.
Yes,
he will
grace.
Hear the gospel and he will repent. Because if he dies now, he goes to that dark place. That dark place is not suitable for people. And when I woke up, I said, I am praying. Why am I praying? And I started to look around. I'm lost. I don't even recognize the hospital that I was in. And after looking around, I said, I'm praying. Let me lie down. When I lie down, I heard those people I had in heaven. They were here.
And from when you're in hospital, you can hear them.
You
so
see,
it's
look,
almost like
look,
a confirmation
look,
that you were not dreaming. This really
happened. Luke chapter 15, verse 10. I confirmed it. When while sinner, all the angels in heaven rejoice because of one who is repentant.
Yes.
They were here. They were saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We are happy for you, our sister. Today you are born again. And I was awake. And the people in hospital.
And this is your bag.
Yeah, I'm back now. I can see I'm in hospital.
She's saved now.
Here are the people. They said, you have accepted Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Glory to God. You are no longer a sangoma. They repeated the words of those two men in heaven. Even these people. I was not seeing them, but I heard them.
You heard them.
They even gave me a song to sing when I remember the 1st of August 1988, the day of my salvation. They gave me the song. They said, this is a new song. No one has ever sang this song. We are giving you, but we are going to whistle just to give you the tune.
Ooh.
But you will put the words, and the words that you are going to put in this song, it will be the words of this song. And they started, and God helped me. I found the words that says, now I love Jesus. Jesus granted me his mercy. He is the Lord. I was supposed to be punished, but Jesus
had
granted
me
his mercy. And he is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. He is the ever-shining one.
Yay.
When I come to where I said he's the ever-shining one, they clapped their hands.
Oh.
They said, hallelujah, that's the song.
They're like, that's the song.
Yes.
Sure.
When you remember the 1st of August, the day of your salvation, you must sing this song. Yes.
Amen. Oh. Hallelujah.
Like, see what we missed on, like, just like the conclusion of the story.
The salvation.
And I love how it ended in salvation, in a new song, in praise, in celebration, you know, just coming back as a new creation, as a new creature, as a born-again Christian. Everything changed instantly at that moment.
Yeah. Did you go pre-salvation to the father of the kids?
Yes, I went. I went to even my gobelas.
Yes.
Yeah. The one who trained me.
Who initiated you into being a sangoma.
Yeah, I went to them. Wow. All of them, one by one, my parents, everyone. I went to them. I told them the story. I made them to sit down. Said, sit down. I have something to say.
Did they believe you?
Yes, they did.
Amen. Woo, praise be to God.
They did. Hallelujah. God is great. They did. Sure. No one has ever fought me that you are lying. Or, no. They believed me. In my father and those people who believe in ancestral spirits. But when I go to them, told them, no, I'm born again now.
Wow. Jesus,
what
is
a powerful
Lord.
Testimony, right?
Thank you so much, Mom Francina, for sharing your story, especially the story of salvation, because I know through that, through your testimony, so many are going to accept Christ into their lives because of your powerful testimony. And I love the assignment you're on that was given to you. Go back. There's still work to do, and you are doing the work. So thank you so much for serving wholeheartedly and being a great woman of God. I'm certainly touched. And this is a reminder that you can't be here on earth to relax. If you know the truth, you must be preaching salvation.
Yes.
That's it.
Amen. We're truly so inspired. We love you. We celebrate your life. And we thank you, you know, for touching our audience, for touching us, for touching the nation and the world through the powerful testimony and the experience that you had in heaven. We hope that you're blessed. We're looking forward to your comments down below and your emails, of course. I am so excited. I feel like that song was ringing in my head, even though I don't know the song, but just a reminder of just how joyous it is when one soul receives the Lord God Almighty.
This one I think is important.
Yeah.
People get confused of you killed four children, and God says he's giving you four tasks equal to the children. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What it means is you are not going to enjoy anything. You are not going to rest. You will work even if.
Even if.
Yeah, because I don't want to lie to you. God is blessing me every day.
Yeah.
I'm blessed by God.
Yeah.
But you know, those blessings, I'm not there to enjoy them.
You are working.
I'm always
sure.
Yeah.
You are always working.
I want
out
people
your own
to
salvation.
Know that they must not think by killing the children I'm getting
a reward.
More joy. Yeah.
You are working.
I'm working
and
for
you
those.
Are winning souls.
Even today I was telling, I don't know, Thabo or my grandson, Botala, I said, you know, God, even if he forgives you, he will find a way to make you pay. Look, I don't enjoy anything. He's blessing me every day. But
there's a price to pay.
Yes.
Yeah, what you will enjoy when you're in heaven again.
Yes,
you
yes.
Just remember those gates.
Yes.
It's all going to be worth it one day. We have to close. Thank you so much, Saint Pam, from myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And, of course, the woman of God, Mom Francina, and the team behind the cameras. It's bye for now.
I've been through the most. Been through the most. I've been through.